970-823-9202.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm Mike Stewart, your host, and today we're going to be talking with Fred about termite swarmers. It's that time of year again, folks, and the termites, they start swarming in the spring, and they're going to be swarming all over Jasper, Georgia, all over LAJ, Georgia, in Blairsville, Georgia, in Blue Ridge, Georgia. You know, we're all over the South, and especially in the North Georgia Mountains, we're going to be seeing termite swarmers. So, Fred, why don't you tell us all about the termite swarmers?
Okay, Mikey. So frequently, the first clue that anybody may have that they have termite problem is they'll discover they have, most people think they have winged ants when it happens, but there, and there are subtle differences that I will explain here shortly, but typically this is the first indication that a homeowner will have that they have a problem. They're commonly confused with the ants, like I said. However, there are differences. In our industry, this is what we refer to as swarming. The winged male and female adults are generally produced by a very mature or older and a more established termite colony. And the sole purpose for the production of these winged adults is for them to mate, get back to the ground, and form a new colony. During the act of swarming, there can be thousands of winged termites that emerge within a very short period of time. Actually, that time is normally measured in minutes. Fortunately, the winged termites are not actually the ones that damage the wood in your house, but they are a clue that a mature termite colony exists nearby. Their sole purpose is to create another colony. They won't bite. They won't sting you. They're very easily removed by vacuuming. And generally, just the act of traveling through the vacuum will kill them. But they will die. Typically, their lifespan is measured in hours, not days. And if I remember correctly, the typical amount that do survive is like 2 or 3%. Like 97%+ of them will not be able to reproduce and they die. Termite swarming inside the home means that there is a mature termite colony either in, under, or very close to the home's foundation, basically within the home. If they swarm outside the home, sometimes it's from firewood, a stump, mulch, cross ties, things of that nature. And that would indicate that the swarm's not necessarily inside the home. Really, if you see a swarm inside or outside the home, you need to have your home inspected for termites. Since they're poor flyers, the termite swarmers will only fly a very short distance, and once they land, they tend to start shedding their wings, which I guess would be considered step two in the mating ritual. Step one being the emergence from the parent colony. Inside the home, the termite swarmers would tend to go toward just about any light source. It's very common to find their wings in or in close proximity to window sills or doors that have windows in them, the floor in front of doors that have windows in them. The majority, like I said earlier, of these termites will die within hours of swarming. There are very few that lie beyond the emergent stage, and a considerable amount of the ones that do that live beyond the emergent stage, and a considerable amount of the ones that do survive stage one die due to dehydration, or they're consumed by predators. Other insects will eat them. Environmental conditions in the early spring here in the North Georgia Mountains set the stage for this phenomenon, if you will. It's been my experience here in the mountains that if you have a rainy day followed by a day in which the temperature reaches approximately 70 degrees before noontime, you can expect to see, or at least see evidence of swarming termites, if they're there. Termite swarms most often occur in the spring during the daytime. Our peak season for these swarms would be considered from March through May. However, swarming can and does occur throughout the year. A mature colony can swarm multiple times during the season. The first swarm is typically the most intense, with latter swarms decreasing in intensity. It's fairly common for termite colonies in close proximity. I can't even talk today. For termite colonies in close proximity to each other to swarm on the same day. Now, I'm not exactly sure why that occurs, but that's what studies show. But it makes, if that does occur, it makes it more difficult to pinpoint the exact source of the swarm. Worst case scenario is that the presence of a swarm indicates the presence of a mature colony nearby. Winged termite swarmers can be fairly easily distinguished from winged ants in a couple of ways. One would be that the winged termite swarmers have straight antennae and winged ants have elbowed antennae. I don't know that most people would look at that. Winged termite swarmers appear to only have two distinct body parts, where winged ants will have three easily definable, easily seen distinct body parts. And lastly, probably the easiest way for somebody that not accustomed to dealing with insects could readily determine if it's ants or termites is the wings. A termite swarmer has two pair of wings, but they're of equal length. And ants have two pair of wings, but they're of unequal length, the front pair being larger than the rear pair on the ant. So that's, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, even if you think it's an ant, I think it would be a good idea to call somebody and have them come out and inspect for the termites. Here at Faith Pest Control, if you hire us to get rid of your bug problem, and at the end of 30 days you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. That still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. The bottom line is you will be happy with the service we provide, or you won't owe us a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202. And ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Well, thank you, Fred. You know, I know that we've, over the years, as a homeowner myself, we'd see termites swarming, and we didn't know that how can ants fly, but, you know, they were swarmers. And, and I actually had termite damage in a home I owned. So it's something you've got to take pretty serious when you see those swarmers. Don't leave it to your... leave it to Google or your inexperience. Call Fred. We do this podcast as a public service for all the fine folks in Jasper, LJ, Blairsville, Blue Ridge, Big Canoe, anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains that Fred can service you folks and make sure that you stay pest-free. You can subscribe to our podcast or you can read it online. But more importantly, go to faithpestcontrol.com and call Fred when you have a pest problem. Until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202. And be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.